This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. It's been a busy first 10 months on the job for Edgar Rodriguez. He took over as director of the McDonough County Emergency Services and Disaster Agency in April. Since then, there have been at least two tornadoes in the county, plus a blizzard, other snowstorms, and a train derailment. Rodriguez says during this month's train derailment between Adair and Table Grove, he helped organize the various agencies that responded to the emergency. When we spoke a couple days ago, Rodriguez said some of the derailed train cars were still at the site of the derailment.
The priority for the BNSF was to open the tracks so they can keep moving equipment through there. So those still in place. I'm not sure what the timeline is for them to remove those tankers and trailers from there, but the priority was to rebuild that stretch of the line and keep the frame moving.
It was not that long ago, about 2 months ago, when the tornado sirens went off in early December. So what role does ESDA play when severe weather appears imminent?
My agency, what it does is that we coordinate a lot of these events. The sirens for the tornado event were basically we're just monitoring with the National Weather Service the situation. And we saw the conditions down south of the county develop, and then we had the initial report by industry. There was a tornado at EF0 that touched down.
Who makes the decision to set off the sirens? Is that your call?
So there's a combination between the National Weather Service and myself. So when the National Weather Service and the conditions are there for a tornado to form, then the sirens automatically turn on from the dispatch center. They say the combination with me is that there wasn't an actual in the threat analysis that the National Weather Service sent. The city of Macomb was not included in the path of the storm, based on the trajectory of the cell that was coming through, and some guidance from some of my professors from the geography and meteorology department from the university. We came to the decision that we should alert the city as well, the city of Macomb, and so that was a decision from my office to activate the sirens in the city of Macomb because they were not part of the initial assessment from the National Weather Service. And basically the cell dissipated over the city of Macomb and reunified later on by Bardolph. So we dodged the bullet on that one. We dodged the bullet on the derailment. So we got a 2-for-2 right now.
But you say you're dodging bullets, but you've still maybe have been busier than you anticipated?
Correct. One of the things is this is also a part-time position. So all the events that have been going on in the county has been keeping quite busy. And it's an office basically integrated by me, myself, and I when it comes to the ESDA office. I am fortunate now to have a deputy volunteer director. He volunteered to assist it. And that will help me with continuing operations because if I'm tied up doing something, he can still monitor the rest of the county. For example, if that derailment would have been a major event, he could still manage any other event that might present in the county while I'm focusing in the derailment event. So continuing operation was one of the things that I was working on.
Is there anything about the job that surprised you that you were not expecting when you became as the director?
The thing that surprised me the most is how much people didn't know about the office. It's kind of like one of the best kept secrets. There's a lot of resources that the ESDA office can bring to the table and help the community and some of the law enforcement and fire services and EMS that they didn't know I was able to bring to the table. So that's been one of the challenges that I had, just to bring that to the light that I'm here to help you. I'm not here to manage you. I'm just here to bring you the resources that you don't have.
Edgar Rodriguez is director of the McDonough County Emergency Services and Disaster Agency. He accepted the job while he was still a Western Illinois University student studying emergency management. He says Western is the only university in the state and one of the few in the country with an emergency management program. He's currently working on his master's degree at Western. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.